I've accidentally started another file, so they'll have to be sent separately. I've just been kind of getting the sense of all this, and where I've got to is the principle that the genome, in effect, has to be rewarded for every advancement, which is where the idea of a selfish gene seems to be based, is not in any way contradictory to the massive selection pressure on effective cooperation and synergy, which operates everywhere in the animal kingdom. So there is, I think maybe this is going round in circles. The thing is, it is in one's own self-interest to participate fully in synergistic networks of other organisms. So saying that the gene selfishly wants to take care of itself doesn't contradict this massively synergistic process of evolution, which Cornell is arguing. In the end, I start to think that Dawkins' hostility to group selection is some kind of petulant obsession of his and has no basis in his arguments at all. And I mean, there's something else here. Thinking from a Darwinian point of view, we have to consider what kind of environment our crucial millions of years of evolution and natural selection took place in. And it's this consideration, representing the state of nature as being radical individualism, is fundamentally flawed. So I'm going to give a longish quote from Corning. It is unlikely that we evolved as isolated individuals pitted in relentless competition with one another, nor did we inhabit a Lockean, that's after John Locke the philosopher, Lockean world of autonomous individuals. The state of nature, literally for millions of years, was characterized by an overriding need with commensurate rewards for mutualism, reciprocity, and even some altruism, all of which served to constrain, limit, and mitigate, and in brackets, though it hardly eliminated, close brackets, reproductive competition. And he goes on, in accordance with this scenario of human evolution, claims for individual rights, for reproductive advantages, for freedom, or even for private property, are not inconsequential, but they are ultimately subordinate to the needs of the rest of the community as an interdependent, collective, survivable enterprise. In other words, individual rights must ultimately be subsumed by the public interest. Moreover, this is not simply a normative statement, a gratuitous ought, in inverted commas. As we shall see, it also represents an empirical reality, a decision rule with predictable consequences that can be ignored only at great peril. So basically, this is the context in which he said, we evolved, and so our genes will have adapted to fit that context. So everything he said about public interest and interdependent collective survival enterprises counts as part of the selection environment under which these selfish genes have been selected. So that's all. Bye-bye.